2017. My name is Doug Owen, and I am happy to be back. It's been 2 weeks. We took Memorial Day weekend off, traveled to South Texas, saw some beautiful, beautiful landscapes, many beautiful mountains, and the Nueces River, where I took my two sons to enjoy water festivities and all of that good stuff. So happy to be back. Pretty crazy 2 weeks. I was just telling Ken, I don't know where to begin. We had two terror attacks since the last show. The Bilderberg group met, and not a lot of coverage, but we'll talk about that. We had a few liberal comics melt down. Of course, we had the leader of our country alongside the president of Egypt and the Saudi prince putting their hands on the glowing orb. I mean, so much has happened. Kathy Griffin, terror, 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 Manchester attacks, lots to get into. So if you want to be part of the show, if you've got stuff to talk about, I'm sure you out there do. You can text me 512-222-3067. You can call myself through Ken, who is our producer, and thanks to him and all the wonderful people there behind the scenes that do the show. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. So we've had two terror attacks, and of course, one in Manchester at the concert, and then one that just happened yesterday with a rampage and mass stabbings. Three quote-unquote lone wolf terrorists waylaid and in a place that you would think would be, I mean, literal martial law. Troops on the streets, you know, you have the ring of security there in the UK. It's pretty amazing that this just happened. Lots of questions and lots of takeaways from all of this. So one of the things you always look at is, well, how, you know, what is the solution? Besides, you know, all of the obvious issues with these two attacks, the one parallel there's several, but one of the parallels is that terrorists that conducted these attacks were known to security services, to central intelligence agencies, the CIA, and MI5, MI6. So, you know, the big takeaway, I guess, there is that is the war on terror working? Now, there's been some pretty interesting solutions. Of course, Theresa May wants to shut down the UK internet. They want a government-controlled, regulated internet. That is the solution. One of the chiefs there, Lord Carlisle, a former terror watchdog, he says that internment camps would be a good idea. That's right. Government knows about these terrorists. These would be terrorists, and you know, just put them in a camp. Seems like a pretty logical solution. The controversial call came from Tariq Ghaffur, a Muslim former police chief. He warns that there are too many extremists in the UK for police MI5 officers to monitor. So you have this Met police chief coming to, you know, I mean, this is the time when people may actually accept something like this once again in the Western world. So, and giving up almost all free speech on the internet and having a completely controlled and government-regulated social media services like Facebook and Twitter that will be not only under the control of, you know, corporate interests, selling your information and all of your private data to, you know, third-party contractors, you're going to have the government meddling in almost every affair. So, I mean, I imagine most of you have been, you know, kind of abreast of what's happening. This show is definitely not for, I don't know, just casual news readers, but probably for the news junkie, obviously. Yeah, London terrorist had twice been referred to police over his extremist views. One of the jihadists who murdered revelers in central London on Saturday had been reported to the anti-terror police on at least two occasions. It has been claimed former friend of the terrorist who was shot dead by police along with two accomplices claimed he had been radicalized while watching YouTube videos. Interesting. Got to have a government-regulated YouTube. And he said he contacted authorities after being concerned over his friend's extremist views. Now, this is, you know, still a lot of questions, and the I would say the, you know, background is still somewhat fluid as far as little interesting nuggets. One of the things that's completely absent of the other terror attack that happened at the concert was the dossier in the background to why, let's see, I have it here, why Salman Abedi was plotting attacked. He, of course, was also known to the UK police and intelligence services, MI5. His father is quite a radical as well. But, you know, he put forth this dossier, and basically it said that when he went to Libya and he was, you know, in Syria, that he saw the horrific conditions that, you know, were results of, especially in Libya. I mean, you know, there's no doubt U.S. intervention and seeing the children being killed. Of course, you know, here in the U.S. and in the Western world, whenever we have a terror attack, people mourn and cry and put memorials. But over the last month, we've had over 400 civilian casualties in the Yemen war, as well as, oops, collateral damage. There was a whole narrative about, well, this is just the way of life, you know, in Mad Dog Mattis, you know, was very, you know, frank and honest about that, saying, well, you know, civilian casualties, it's just a way of life. So nobody mourns those people, at least we're not going to see it on the 9 o'clock news. And it's really interesting to me because you see all the carnage, the collateral damage that's, you know, out of U.S. policy. And then, of course, the obvious blowback and the resentment and the fuel for radicalization, not to mention the fact that, you know, the somehow Iran is now the bad guy and the cause for global jihadism. Somehow they're now responsible for 9/11 and not, you know, looking at the U.S.'s very autocratic and extremist allies like Qatar and, of course, Saudi Arabia. I mean, when you look at places where it's okay to kill those that disagree with you, that's Saudi Arabia. those are very popular Wahhabist ideas that you know, terrorists and people that are radicalized could look to as, you know, legitimate. Well, you know, I mean, but on the contrary, in places like Iran, you actually have elections and they're pretty secular in their approach to government. I talk about this, I mean, all the time, you know, the the complete cognitive dissonance in U.S. policy, which is, you know, there's a lot to get into there. You know, I do want to talk about the Bilderberg Group, which is, I guess, not that interesting to the alternative media any longer now that Donald Trump is president of the United States. Now, he didn't go to Bilderberg, but there were plenty of people there, and there was a little alternative media coverage of some of the participants, like Larry Summers, who was interviewed going to Bilderberg. I mean, there's scant mention in the mainstream media about Bilderberg. We did cover, and there was actually a participant list that has come out now. Donald Trump sent General McMasters alongside, I saw this earlier, Kurt Nimmo, who's been very critical of InfoWars for their support of Donald Trump and what is now becoming a pretty conservative neocon policy in the Middle East. There's no doubt about it. There are some things that I'm, very happy and refreshed to hear, like the Paris Accord. People are freaking out for an agreement that is non-binding, that had no teeth and would do nothing in the most industrializing countries like China, that are the biggest carbon emitters and pollutant emitters in the nation, or in the world rather. Nothing till 2025. None of these things were binding. It was all non-binding. And there's just one huge, taboo when it comes to global warming. And that is talking about the military, the U.S. military primarily's footprint. It's the biggest emitter of all sorts of, not just the carbon footprint of military vehicles and all of the equipment servers. I mean, I could go on and on. I mean, the trillions of dollars worth of apparatus around the U.S. military and all of the funding, all of the buildings, all of the power, in most of the bases, they have to have their own power generation. I mean, we could just talk about it all day long. I mean, the footprint, the carbon footprint of a tank, even an old Abrams. Nobody talks about that impact. Nobody. It's U.S. companies and not, Chinese companies. And basically, it was a payday for these countries. The U.S. was paying upwards of billions of dollars, 3.5, I hear, is a number that's often cited. We have that. It's pretty revolutionary to go against the grain. Okay, this foregone, and of course everybody's saying, well, it's because the the oil companies own the Trump administration. And who haven't they? I mean, when it comes to energy and energy security, I mean, that is a platform of full spectrum dominance. It's not just those companies. It's I hate to sound hyperbolic, but it's kind of the fascist 21st century version of a liberal world order. And that is under threat. And of course, it's a payday to these countries. It gives the U.S. access. It gives us a lot of things that are just not tangible to most people. And that is, a lot of leverage when it comes to business development and having those financial institutions like the World Bank and the IMF and the like. That's just, some of the big public sector, institutions, not to mention the private ones that, Jared Kushner is probably mingling with. All of that is completely absent from the conversation when it comes to global warming, climate change, and trying to move to a cleaner resource-based economy that is carbon credits and derivatives and all of these very heartfelt ways to tax people to death. In the prevailing thought that I have is that, good, I'm just glad that somebody calls BS. And there were so many of these hypocrites. You find a lot of people that had said, the Paris Accord, it means nothing, it's crap. And they were very critical of Obama, or even signing the Paris Accord, because it's just another, it's a feel good, it's just like many of the very expensive quote-unquote global warming solutions. They're feel-good, happy investments in companies that go bankrupt, like Solyndra, and you know, it's a payday to people like Al Gore, quite frankly. And so, you know, that's why it's so disingenuous. It bothers me such that so many people are on board with this. It's because it's not that people are denying issues, and there are issues. I mean, there's no shortage of them when it comes to byproducts of, you know, our resource based economy and energy dependent world that we live in. There's no shortage of issues, but people are, you know, putting a lot of faith into these things. They're just not real solutions. They're not going to bring the temperature of the earth down. When you ask any of them, hey, what is this going to do to reduce the amount of the average temperature in 2100, they'll just stare at you like you're crazy, like you buy into conspiracy theories. So a lot of media attacks have been happening, and something that I've been following quite a lot. We have this latest with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. If you haven't heard, there is actually a lawsuit against the Democratic Party. And so a lot of people, including these lawyers, have been harassed and have been very upset about what happened in the Democratic Party convention for 2016. And of course, the people that were burning for Bernie, that were feeling the burn, felt really, really slighted, and saw that Debbie Wasserman Schultz personally, along with the Democratic National Party, conspired against Bernie Sanders in favor of Hillary Clinton. Now, it's a party. They can do whatever they want, as far as I know. I mean, there probably are rules, and we only have two of them. There's the Republicans and the Democrats. And for all basic purposes, those are the two that usually win the presidential election. So when it comes to the President of the United States, there's really only... I mean, you know, we had Ross Perot, but there's very few people that can fight the machine. Now, that may change, but the media machine has been able to keep people conscripted to these two parties that are pretty limited in what they have been able to do for the people. You know, good people come into these parties like Ron Paul, like Rand Paul, and are unable to really create much change. So Bernie Sanders, you know, he's now toying with the idea of starting his own party, and hey, it'd be interesting. At least it'd be something else that's out there. But anyway, so if you haven't been following this, social media accounts belonging to attorney Elizabeth Lee Beck recently reported receiving a voice modulated phone call from a number which matched Debbie Wasserman Schultz's office earlier today. Beck stated via social media that co-counsel Colin O'Brien had received threatening anonymous calls. The Becks wrote that the latest call to their co-counsel had referenced Colin's family and mentioned the recent death of the federal prosecutor Wisenant. Each located in the same county as Colin O'Brien. Interesting stuff in the ties to Seth Ridge, another person that we should not talk about, but we will on the other side. Stay tuned, more on the way. It's Blacklisted Radio.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Listed Radio. It is good to be back. Yeah, a lot of things are happening. Actually, the Bilderberg Group has become more forthcoming with talking points and topics. And you know, when it comes to I guess the Bilderberg Group, it is obviously a forum for international globalization. People that are part of that and part of the influencers and movers, shakers, stakeholders, and this year they've put out the talking points, and Trump is basically the focus, at least according to their website. One, the Trump administration, a progress report. Two, transatlantic relations, options and scenarios. Three, transatlantic defense alliance, bullets, bites, and bucks, the direction of the EU, can globalization be slowed down, jobs, income, and unrealized expectations. Interestingly, seven, the war on information. Eight, these guys want to know, why is populism growing? Nine, Russia in the international order, the Near East, the nuclear proliferation, China, and current events. All, things that I'm interested in hearing about, and wish I could be a fly on the wall with these guys. I understand why, you know, people would like to talk without the media quoting and the world judging every, you know, word that you say to another world leader. You can't really be honest or frank about much. If you're a politician, it's the catch-22. People say, well, politicians never tell the truth. But, you know, if they did, let's be honest, the media would rip them to pieces and would eat them. Eat them for their own words. So, you know, I understand. Actually, we had Jim Tucker on the show many times, who had been following the Bilderberg and this very taboo and secretive group, the meetings just knowing the list of people attending would have, you know, probably in the 1960s and 70s, even 80s, created political headlines. Now, probably not so much, to be quite honest, just because people are it's like, you know, the whole Russia collusion. Did Trump talk to the Russians? It doesn't bother me that Trump talked to the Russians, or people like Michael Flynn looked at, you know, turning back the sanctions. I guess the only, you know, gotcha that the special prosecutor Robert Mueller and all these sycophants will, you know, come to is whether or not the things they said happened too early, were too premature, were just, you know, undoing all of the great things that Obama, the dear leader, had done, and, you know, before he had, you know, said the special words in front of the world and with his hand on the Bible, and all of the, you know, the pageantry that goes into becoming the president really doesn't make me mean that much to me. So, you know, if you're pro-Trump, anti-Bilderberg, it's probably a weird place to be at, considering that he sent some of his, you know, high brass there. But that just shows you how things are changing. I mean, it used to be a huge deal for the alternative media community when it came to that. So, let's just talk about peak outrage. You know, I was talking with Ken during the break. He said, can this go on? Can it get any crazier? And I just don't know that it's any crazier or any less crazy than it's ever been. I think that the perception's much different now that we have global communications and we have insight into so many stories and, everything that's happening in the world. There are, you know, thousands, if not millions of people critiquing those events and creating just a whirlwind of media content that counters the mainstream media and quote unquote U.S. commercial media. Those things have become a huge issue, and that's why Bilderbergers, like all of those power players, they want to know the info war, the war on information, how it, of course, you know, we heard this week why, the 25 reasons why Hillary Clinton lost the of course, none of those were that she was just a horrible, sucky, evil person, and nobody wanted to vote for her, or at least not enough people. Quick break, back on the other side, it's Blacklisted Radio, be part of it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldanysoap.com. That's oldanysoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldanysoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
All right, welcome back to Blacklisted Radio. Dad, so I did mention the DNC battle, this class action lawsuit that alleges that Bernie Sanders was robbed in 2016. So Jared Beck and his wife have filed this lawsuit, and they've actually been harassed, gang-stalked by Debbie Wasserman Schultz. They had a voice modulator, and they were saying scary things about people that had died recently. Not Seth Rich or Sean Lucas, but you know, some pretty threatening calls. But forgot to disable their caller ID, so it actually came from the councilwoman's house, and they have screenshots of that. You know, she is a named defendant, and if this goes forward, this trial, it's going to bring up some of the financial issues that the Democratic Party has. One of the things that Hillary Clinton was bitching about was the fact that the DNC didn't give her enough money. They didn't pitch in. They didn't have enough cash to help her fight through those last few states that were strategic to Donald Trump winning the Electoral College. Not to mention Facebook, InfoWars, she named InfoWars, fake media, WikiLeaks, which she said is Russia. Russia, WikiLeaks, I see them as the same thing. Oh, she was just so snippy, and you know, she's back. She is back, and she is mad, and you know, this has led to, I think, one of the many reasons that we're seeing this media purge that's happening. Sean Hannity was taking a lot of heat. Not a big fan of Sean Hannity, but he was talking about the Seth Rich murder. And, you know, it's interesting. We can get the video footage of Tiger Woods doing the perp walk and trying to, you know, he's singing the national anthem. And, you know, this is the big, big story. But you can't get the body cam footage of the police officers from the Seth Rich murder, which, I mean, it is an ongoing investigation. It is interesting because there's a lot of people like Kim.com who, I mean, I wouldn't trust him any farther than I could throw his obese, but you know, it said that that Seth Rich was the leaker of the, you know, the DNC emails, that came from somebody inside of the DNC, and that would, you know, completely change that whole narrative around Russia being the source for those emails from John Podesta. Which is another, you know, interesting aspect. She talked about how the Podesta emails were completely, you know, just boring and normal, and that all of a sudden it had been weaponized, and they did this right on the heels of the Donald Trump grabbed, or said that women would let him grab their hoo-has and junk and stuff. And it was interesting because you see the tactical, you know, weaponization of information that the Bilderbergers are talking about. You know, this is how Hillary lost, and this is why populism is growing. All these things that, I mean, if you're a big fan of the liberal world order, what we have today, it's not something that's coming. It's not down the road. It's here. It's in the rear view. It's what we have today. That is the new world order. The question is, what will the order of the world be tomorrow? And will it be dominated by the United States and our allies, NATO and friends? Will we have a Western world order? Will we have to share power, and who will hold the most power in the new order that is to come? So, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of other probably creepy things they're doing at Bilderberg. And that was one of the things that, you know, I completely neglected, is that, you know, it always seems so sinister and evil. These people are meeting and they're plotting against the citizens of the United States, and they're coming up with the euro. I mean, there's a lot of things that were plotted and came to fruition from meetings and some of the things that might have been talking points at the Bilderberg meeting. You know, people are like, they came up with it there. Yeah, maybe they talked about it there, or maybe they showed a presentation there, but, you know, I mean, calm down. Don't get too excited about it. But, you know, that has changed. Now they have a website. They're more than happy to talk about their creepy think tank of people that are power brokers and that are world leaders and those that, you know, do shape the future for so many that are unaware. That's why I think it's really interesting, because we are seeing a takedown. So they're going after Sean Hannity's sponsors just for talking about Seth Rich. Ooh, it's dangerous. It's an ongoing investigation. I mean, there's nothing wrong with questioning these things, especially considering some of the loose ends and you know, the questioning of all of this, you know, the whole attack and response and positioning and, you know, quite honestly, spending trillions of dollars in the aggregate to fight Russia. And you should know. You should know if it was Seth Rich that was part of this. We've already just seen, I mean, with this Wasserman Schultz fiasco that's happening, and ties to the very strange coincidental death of Sean Lucas. I mean, the systemic corruption that's inside of the DNC. You can't trust them. You cannot trust these people. Why? Because they screw their own. I mean, that's the worst kind of... That's the worst. I mean, you know, there's a lot of bad people in the world. I think about the mafia sometimes, or gang members, and I mean, you know, most of them are at least loyal to their own, and those that are not are usually killed. So you look at this gang, and I call it a gang. It's the Democratic Party, one of two. It's a grand old party of very corrupt and compromised people, it's falling apart. So there's a lot there. I mean, what comes in the aftermath? A lot of people are very fearful that people like Trump and the Republicans will undo all of the things that the aforementioned Barack Obama was able to accomplish, and even Bill Clinton. I mean, going back to NAFTA, these trade unions, even, you know, reinventing and re-looking at NATO. So there is that. Debbie. God, she's one of these people that just drives me nuts. Interestingly enough, a lot of the you have to talk about the beheading of Donald Trump by Kathy Griffin. Some people, I don't know what you guys out there think, but I think this is probably the best thing that could happen to her ever. She has never been more of a national story. The thing that you know saddens me is that she doesn't own this. I mean, you know, it's free speech. I mean, you should be proud, not crying and apologizing. If you didn't know what the reaction would be to you beheading Donald Trump on Twitter, you're just very dense. Anyway, I think this is a career rebuilder for her. Bill Maher was kind of becoming, I don't know, I mean, I guess he's relevant. HBO is pretty popular, but dropping the house in bomb. And it was in context to a joke, is the latest outrage that has happened and people are calling for him. So that's one of the things that, you know, I would love to do more radio. I'd love to be completely immersed in the work that I really enjoy doing. But at the same time, looking at that commercial model and how much control these networks have over these hosts and what they could say, with Alex Jones, I mean, having to apologize to the Comet Ping Pong pizza owners on air, and all the retractions, people like Webster Tarpley that have been attacked by and sued by Melania Trump. I mean, it goes on and on. One of the things that we do here is we have the value for value model. It's not our model, but it's one that we've adopted. And if you value the show, you can support it. I want to thank John M. I don't know if if you don't leave me a note through PayPal, then I don't know if you want me to use your name or not, or in the recognition, but we'll just say John M, J-O-N-M, who gave us $20. So thanks for that. It's been pretty slow, and on my end, it's been kind of hit or miss with some of the podcasts. So I appreciate all of you that listen to the show, and it's more frequent than a lot of podcasts. It could be a lot more frequent, and I hope that it will in the very near future. But there's so much pressure, and I see that with people like Sean Hannity or even Alex Jones, where you get to the point where you've really made it in media, you've made a lot of money. Alex Jones brilliantly has basically insulated himself through his model from really having to deal with advertisers, because he sells his own products and has the InfoWars Life and all of the supplements and other products that people buy in bulk, and he's created that market for himself, which is something that, Nabisco, Crisco, all of the rest of the companies, Clorox and Comet Ping Pong, can't pressure them into, their way. Now, they sue the hell out of them, like, they did with Comet Ping Pong, and then, to save some cash, rather than lengthy court fees. You can put out a retraction, whatnot, but then you're basically that puppet out there. You're forced to say things you don't want to say. You're forced to do all of these things. Yeah, let's go to. We got a few minutes here before the break. Let's go to Fred in Iowa. Fred, welcome to Blacklisted Radio.
Yeah, hi Doug. Can you hear me okay?
Crystal clear. How are you, my friend?
Well, Kurt of Midland. This is my second time I ever called into your show. I'm going to listen more often. Good show, and I go along pretty much with what you say. You know, I listen occasionally. But
I appreciate that. Yeah, thanks.
We're being played, and people just can't get through their thick head.
Yeah.
The Hegelian dialectic, cognitive dissonance, normalcy bias, and confirmation bias.
Yeah.
They just don't get it. We haven't elected a president in over 100 years.
Probably not.
People get it. With Trump, there ain't going to be no damn difference. This big fight between them and the Democrats, which you go to this website, the Trump card, the Trump card, the Trump card by Walter Weiss. But anyhow.
We'll check it out.
This is just hooey, and people forget it. They want to hear what they want to hear, confirmation bias. But, you know, I kind of lost my train of thought, but...
That's okay. You know, Fred, I appreciate the phone call. We've only got a few moments here, but, you know, I hear you, and I do want to respond to cognitive, you know, dissonance and this bias where people are, you know, caught up in a small compartmentalized world that... You know, that Facebook, that, you know, the selection of news and views that they will entertain keeps them quite contained. I mean, that's why I always entertain the Washington Post. I'd like to see what the bad guys are saying. You know, I like to see what the other people that, you know, I usually oppose are saying. That's why I listen to people like, you know, Bill Kristol. Because, you know, he's got some interesting points. I mean, you know, just like every clock, it's an analog clock, a broke clock, it is right at least a few times a day. So, I think that it's not so much that we are powerless and people don't get it. And if there was this awakening, Fred, that would have some kind of effect. And I used to think that too, that if people were awake or more aware of the sinister activities of the government or their position in the world and you know, how free or not so free that real true reality is, you know, would that change things? If everybody knew that the government covered up the events of 9/11, if not directly contributed, at least people within the government, to the cover-up of that. I mean, the 28 pages are pointing to at least, you know, huge criminal conspiracy to hide the truth from the people. Not that's neglecting, you know, WTC7 and you know, all the scientific and other you know, background that happened there. But just that in and of itself proves, you know, that the government is not to be trusted. And that's my big takeaway. I think most people are at the point that you and I are at where you can't trust the media. You can't trust the government. All you can do is try to, you know, do the best you can for you and your family. And, you know, you're not going to get a responsive government solution. It's in their interest to not provide those. People do that. Individuals that go out there and try to change things in very small ways usually end up having, I mean, just enormous impacts. And that's why, you know, there's nothing wrong with being politically aware. I mean, I enjoy being at least abreast of what's happening out there. You know, you can see through the hype. When you have a terror attack, of course the police state and all of the surveillance and all of the lies that were given to people for the last 15 years as solutions are not going to be effective. That you know, the more we attack and intervene in the Middle East, the more people are going to lash out in the Western world. It's only common sense. Britain is a haven for, you know, or a glutton for punishment by bringing in this massive population, and that is, you know, another part of globalization, bringing in, you know, third world people to replace the Western workers. That's an old model, but that is that, you know, to bring in a new tax base and a new poverty, you know, slave working class is really the plan. You know, every country, every empire needs a slave working class of people that work in the shadows or to profit in the current model that we have today. That is pretty mind blowing, and most people don't see that at all. Fred, quick break.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We'll be right back.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. I mean, I like the bed, so I appreciate listening to it extendedly. You know, this is pretty interesting. There's two studies out this week that really caught my eye. One from an MIT economist, U.S. has regressed to a third world nation for most of its citizens. That's the disconnect. That's why populism is rising, and that's why people are rejecting much of what's being said. It's not so much that people are waking up to the truth. It's that people are unable to avoid seeing the truth. It's in ones and zeros in their checking accounts and a complete stalemate when it comes to wages increasing in this country. They have increased at least nationally for 30 to 40 years. People see that. You know, I don't know if people know that the global elite hang out at Bohemian Grove once a year and have kind of a gay weirdo fest, that Richard Nixon talked about it. I don't know that they know about mock rituals at the CERN site, but people do see that. People do see the reality around them, and they can, you know, you can be a politician, you can be one of the smartest and most well-spoken people, but at some point when you don't pony up, people aren't going to believe you anymore. It doesn't matter, and that's what Hillary Clinton has run against. It doesn't matter what you say, people are not going to respect that. Another pretty staggering statistic. It's probably not shocking at all to most of you, but half of people in the U.S. will give their children nothing when they die. They die poor. They die with absolutely nothing. Now, you know, the takeaway is that people are now either A, not saving any money, enjoying it themselves, putting it into themselves, rather than looking at a long-term strategic plan to, you know, transfer wealth to their you know, progeny. And it's also that people have nothing that you know, I have a friend of mine right now, God bless his soul, I feel for him and his wife, but they're going through his wife's going through a medical issue right now that's costing them tons of money, and to get real treatment, to get the best treatment, it's costing them money out of pocket, even though they have two sets of insurance, a primary and a secondary insurance. So people, as they age, end up finding the health system to be the number one wealth extractor out there. So that's kind of a preview of or at least a summation of what's happening. Well, people are becoming wiser. They can't avoid it. They turn on the television and it's in their face. And a lot of people are rejecting it and seeing through it. So that's the good side of it. That is the positive. Guys, thank you so much for being part of the show. Ken, thank you for producing. I will be back next week for another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. Until then, take care.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.